This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli addresses Kosi Province Assembly, claims to have centered government efforts on strengthening Federal Democratic Republic. Lawmakers draw government's attention to anti-constitutional activities taking place lately, call for government to ensure effective and result-oriented performance. Consumer court coming into operation on the 15th of March. And Ukraine ready to accept 30-day ceasefire with Russia. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has claimed to have centered its efforts for strengthening Federal Democratic Republic. In his special address to the Kosi Province Assembly yesterday, the Prime Minister stressed the need of further strengthening existing governance system in alignment with the Constitution. The Prime Minister urged the three-tier government to cooperate for the country's development. He sought the roles of all from their respective quarters to promote the country's identity as the nation with a glorious history, sovereignty and democracy in the world forum. The lawmakers have drawn the government's attention to various activities taking place against Constitution. Speaking in emergency hour of yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives, they voiced that monarchy could not be an alternative to the democracy. Demanding special time in the House meeting, Chair Dahal mentioned that no one has privilege to go against the system gained from people's sacrifice. He warned that a movement would determine its course if unconstitutional and undemocratic ways are adopted without following basic principles of democracy. Chair Dahal urged pro-monarchists to find their place in democracy, saying monarchy could not be an alternative to republic. The main opposition party chair also accused power-sharing parties of failing to maintain good governance, which has been posing challenges to democracy. MP Mahesh Kumar Bartaula shared that activities against constitution are taking place in the society at the direction of the former king in recent period. He blamed that the former king himself has provoked for these activities, sharing that monarchy could not be the alternative to democracy. Likewise, MP Arjun Narsingh KC drew government's attention through the parliament to take initiative to hold dialogue again and force consensus with the Nepal Teachers Federation as the federation is in a plan to stage agitation again. He further said national identity card should not be made mandatory to get social security allowance as senior citizens, disabled persons have been facing problems due to this. The lawmakers also called for the government to ensure its effective and result-oriented performance. A total of 8,150 students graduated from Purvanchal University in its 13th convocation ceremony held in Biratnagar yesterday. Prime Minister and Chancellor of the University, K.P. Sharma Oli, presented certificates to graduates of various levels and faculties. Addressing the ceremony, Prime Minister Oli urged the youths and students not to flock abroad, instead engage in nation building. Assuring that the incumbent government was making every possible effort to create an enabling environment for job opportunities in the country, the Prime Minister also viewed that the knowledge acquired from the university should be applied for the greater good of the country. President Ramchandra Podel has stressed on the need of strengthening the federalism, good governance and the rule of law. The head of the state made the remark at a program organized at the office of the president yesterday for handing over the Pokhara Declaration of the Inter-Parliamentary Forum. President Podel said the parliament should play an effective role to make the government responsible and accountable to the people. President Podel suggested to the government and the lawmakers develop the parliament as a place where the concerns of the sovereign people can be voiced. The Consumer Court is coming into operation from the 15th of March. Tabling the notice of the formation of Consumer Court at the House of Representatives meeting yesterday, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia informed the House to that end. The government had set up consumer courts with jurisdiction to take action and dispose of consumer-related cases in Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur districts. Similarly, Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithvi Subba Gurung, presented a proposal to send the Mass Communication Council Bill 2081 BS to the concerned committee for clause-wise discussion. Yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives unanimously approved the proposal to endorse the Montreal Protocol Kigali Amendment. European Union's ambassador to Nepal, Veronique Lorenzo, yesterday paid a courtesy call on Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Deepak Khadga. During the meeting held at the Singhadarbar-based minister's office, matters relating to EU assistance to Nepal in energy, water resources and irrigation sector were discussed. The EU has remained a reliable development partner of Nepal since the establishment of Nepal-EU diplomatic ties in 1974. In the meantime, British Ambassador to Nepal Rob Fenn has paid a courtesy call on Minister for Forest and Environment in Bahadur Shahi Thakuri yesterday. During the meeting held at the ministry in Singhadarbar, matters relating to further strengthening bilateral discussions between Nepal and the UK were discussed. Nepal established diplomatic relations with the United Kingdom in 1816. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. Ukraine has said it is ready to accept an immediate 30-day ceasefire with Russia proposed by the US after a day of US-Ukraine talks in Saudi Arabia. The BBC quoted the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as saying it was now up to the US to convince Russia to agree to the positive proposal. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has assured he would present the offer to Russia too and has expressed hope that Russia would accept the proposal. Yesterday's talk in Jeddah were the first official meeting between the two countries. In a joint statement, the U.S. has also assured it would immediately restart intelligence sharing and security assistance to Ukraine, which Washington had suspended previously. The statement also reads that both delegations agreed to name their negotiating teams and immediately begin negotiations toward an enduring peace that provides for Ukraine's long-term security. Russia launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Moscow currently controls about 20% of Ukrainian territory. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi province along with hilly region of Bagmati and Gandaki province and at one or two parts of hilly region of rest of the provinces. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli addresses Kosi Province Assembly, claims to have centered government efforts on strengthening Federal Democratic Republic. Lawmakers draws government's attention to anti-constitutional activities taking place lately, call for government to ensure effective and result-oriented performance. Consumer Court coming into operation on the 15th of March. And Ukraine ready to accept 30-day ceasefire with Russia. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.